Now to the business of entertainment. Marjorie Doppelt spent years building a career in California. She wrote copy for television ads, film trailers, and movie posters for some of Hollywood's biggest movies. Doppelt is still in the business, but now makes her home in a different sort of entertainment capital, Washington, D.C. She wrote about her work for our partners at Slate, and she brings us this audio diary.
The idea of writing this journal seemed like fun, until I remembered that constructing actual sentences might be a challenge. Having written copy for so many years and broken umpteen grammatical rules, I tend to forget what syntax is, let alone how to spell it. Once upon a time, I was an English major at Washington University in St. Louis. Summer of junior year, a friend and I went out to California, where we took a TV production class at UCLA. We got to write, act, direct, use cameras and mics. We had a blast. The fall of my senior year, with no other film experience under my belt, I applied to UCLA's Theater Arts graduate program. This may not sound all that daunting, but it was Francis Ford Coppola's alma mater. I promised my mom, who lived in New York and thought St. Louis was in a faraway galaxy, that I had no chance of being accepted. I think my old UCLA professor must have been on the admissions committee, because I got in. Mom still hasn't entirely forgiven me. Film school taught me a great deal, but a master's degree doesn't guarantee anyone a career in the business. If your dad isn't a movie producer and your mom doesn't run a studio, getting a job in the film industry is no picnic. As it turned out, I did have one connection. My dad played golf with a guy whose son-in-law was an editor at Kaleidoscope Films, a well-known post-production house. At that time, I had completed a year of grad school and was a teaching assistant for the same class I had taken 2 summers before. But when a producer at Kaleidoscope offered me a job, even at minimum wage, everyone said I'd be nuts to turn it down. So, I never graduated from grad school. Instead, I went to work as a sound effects librarian, cataloging miles of quarter-inch magnetic tape. Sirens, sonar blips, creaking doors, talking rabbits, I've heard it all. The night I finished compiling the effects for car crashes, I got into a fender bender. I caught a cold listening to Rainstorms. It wasn't exactly a glamorous Hollywood beginning, but at least I had a foot in the door, and the job left time for me to dabble in whatever else I wanted to try. Assistant editing, copywriting, and actively dodging instruction on how to answer the switchboard. One day, the head writer didn't show up for a session, thanks to a leisurely lunch at Lucy's El Adobe, in which margaritas figured prominently. The mega margarita lunch, a real happy meal if you ever had one, was not an uncommon occurrence among our staff in the late 70s. But the owner of our company, Andy Keene, was furious since the narrator was waiting and he had no idea where the scripts were. Fortunately, I did. Up until then, he barely knew I existed, but he learned my name that day and would later become not only my mentor, but my friend. He died in January this year, and I miss him terribly. Golf may have gotten me into the business. Andy's the reason I stayed. Well, I better get back to my real job because this week is unusually busy. I'm working on 3 projects, a trailer, a TV campaign, and a poster, each for a different movie. I just got off the phone with one client who said her deadline was moved up, and she now needs copy by tomorrow, 2 days ahead of schedule. Fortunately, my client for the TV campaign liked the spots I emailed earlier today. He did have one more request. It turns out the star of his movie, Jude Law, an actor I'd pay to watch eating Cheerios for 2 hours, will be in L.A. in August. Was there any chance I could write some voiceover for him? I'll be in L.A. in August, too.